Technically, the war in eastern Congo ended in 2003 with a peace treaty. 5 years later, a power-sharing agreement was brokered, and it ended again. But for children like 16-year-old Wetamwami, the fighting has never stopped. After 3 years with the Mai Mai, a loosely connected group of militias still fighting in eastern Congo, Wetamwami is learning masonry at a vocational school for demobilized children. He cannot go to a regular school because in his society, he is too old. But he hopes to learn a skill so he can go home to his village and get a job. But Wetamwami says life outside the military is hard in Congo, one of the world's poorest countries. He says he wants to rejoin the Mai Mai if it does not get easier. He says as a soldier, at least he has a change of clothes. The United Nations estimates that 3,500 boys and girls are serving in Congolese militias, but some observers say there are many more. When children escape the armed groups, many rejoin or are taken back by force. Some children return to militias because of extreme poverty. Others feel isolated when they get home because they are traumatized, uneducated, and viewed as potentially dangerous. Some were forced to commit crimes in their own communities before they were taken, making them social pariahs. Wetamwami says, if he does not rejoin by choice, he may also be caught by his commander, beaten, and forced back into service. 16-year-old Kikandi says he never volunteered for the militia and will never go back by choice. In a classroom at the vocational school, he fiddles with a tiny hook, a tool meant to repair shoes. He says about a year and a half ago, soldiers stormed his village and demanded the young people. Parents who objected were beaten. He says his greatest fear is being taken away again. Jennifer Melton is a child protection specialist for the United Nations Children's Fund in Goma, a leading agency in the effort to get children out of the battles in Congo. She says UNICEF works to provide social services and supplies to villages whenever possible, encouraging demobilized children to stay home. But she says re-recruitment is still common and appears to be happening with increasing frequency.
I think the forced recruitment we're really grappling with because we don't really have good ways of preventing that. You know, if an armed group goes into a village at night or is calling youth together, we don't really have a grasp on how is the best way we can prevent that.
Many children serve on the front lines, raiding villages and battling other militias for control of the population or a portion of the vast riches and minerals found in Congolese mines. Others are porters, spies, scouts, cooks, or bodyguards. Melton says girls are also forced to serve as soldiers and as sex slaves. She says girls have the worst time rejoining society because when they get out, they are shunned. Everyone assumes they have been sexually assaulted. Usually, the assumption is right. Since 2003, about 30,000 children have been demilitarized with the help of aid workers and growing pressure on commanders not to recruit minors. Pascal Badabenga Zagabi is the director of the Tumeni Center, the school where Wetamwami and Kikandi and other former child soldiers learn skills like carpentry, mechanics, and sewing. He says mass demobilization has created a new set of problems.
Les deux, parce que en fait, il y a les enfants qui sont sortis.
With so many children returned from the wars and so few available resources, even the children who do get access to aid get only limited care. Last year, the Tumeni Center took on 150 students. Zagabi says the school had to turn down about that many. Compared with his current situation, Wetamwami says life in the militia was not that bad. He says he was never afraid. Children smoked ganja and drank beer to keep them brave and wore powders and potions, known as Mai Mai magic. He says if a soldier uses magic and adheres to the magical rules, bullets fly past him or ricochet off his body. Wetamwami lifts his shirt to show four protruding parallel scars on his chest. He says bullets grazed him because he broke the rules by stepping over the blood of the dead during a battle. In his 3 years in the bush, 20 of his friends were killed, and he killed 50 of his enemies. He says his friends died because they also did not follow the magical rules. Maybe they ate cucumber leaves or touched local plants during a raid. Maybe they raped a woman. He shot his enemies because they would have shot him if he was not so quick. Wetamwami says commanders told the troops they were fighting for the liberation of Congo. However, he says they sometimes attacked villages already under their control because they needed money, food, or beer. Kikandi says he rarely participated in raids. Soldiers would go to battle, and he would hide in the bush. He says when the soldiers returned, the boys that did not fight were beaten with sticks. But Kakandi says he was afraid to fight because, in his brigade, new recruits were not given magic to protect them. Kakandi says in his 1 year as a soldier, he only killed one man. Like Wetamwami, he says he is just happy that he shot first. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Goma.